Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I'm Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, life can be puzzling. Life can be challenging. Business, if you're a business person, is a big part of your life, and it can also be puzzling and challenging. But I want you to think back about how things work and how what seems to be bad can actually be good. So you wake up in the morning and you get ready for work and you're on your way, and all of a sudden you have some pain. It could be a toothache, it could be a pain anywhere in your body, and you kind of don't pay attention to it. But as the day goes on, the pain gets worse, and you go to the doctor and you get examined, and the doctor goes, it's a good thing that you're here. We can get this corrected so you're not in pain. But if you would have waited much longer, it could have been much more serious. So pain, although it's difficult, uncomfortable, nobody wants to be in pain, pain is a gift to let you know that something's wrong inside of your body, that you need to go to the doctor, you need to correct something, you need to pay attention to something. Because if you didn't have the pain and weren't paying attention, it could be quite serious. If you pay attention to it, you get it taken care of, you're back on the back in your game again, you feel well, and life goes on till the next time you are in pain. And isn't business the same way? Bad things can lead to good things in business. You can be in pain in business. You can lose a customer and you go, that's painful, but why did I lose that customer? What did we do to create that series of events? Is it something that we did? We need to pay attention to this so we don't lose other customers. Or you could lose one of your key people and you go, oh my goodness, I don't know what I'm going to do without Fred. You know, Fred was such a great person. But 3 weeks later, Joni comes along and replaces Fred, and you go, I can't believe what a great job she's doing. She's doing a much better job than Fred did. So when things happen in your life, when things happen in your business, don't get upset about them. Don't get down on them. Feel the pain. Understand what's going on, and then work to correct the situation. Because if you are going to be in business, you will feel the pain. If you will be in business, things will come and blindside you, and you're going to get feel like you got hit from behind and you don't know what happened. Then you have to pick yourself up. You have to take a look at things, and you've got to say, how can I make this better? And when you make it better, it's not just making it better for the moment. Correct the problem for the moment, but then put yourself in a position of absolutely saying, what do I need to do? This is an opportunity to build my business. This is an opportunity to make things better. If we're not paying attention to what's going on, if we're not paying attention to the pain and the difficulty, then it'll happen over and over and over again, because I will hear from business people from time to time, all I do is put fires out all day, meaning all I do is have problems. Well, my question to that business person is, why? Why do you have problems all the time? Why aren't you sitting down and correcting the problem? Or, you know, the pain is just the symptom of what's going on. The difficulty of putting the fires out is just the symptom. It's not really a solution. Take care of it. Take care of the immediate needs. Make it right. And then sit down and really think about it. And you've heard me say over and over again, the thing that business people need to do is they need to think. They need to plan. They need to strategize. They need to know what's going on. They need to have their eyes open. They need to be aware of what's going on around them. They need to see what they like in their business and what's making it work. And more importantly, they need to see the pain. They need to see what's not working. So we need to understand that some of our coworkers may be in pain. It could be something as simple as they don't have a comfortable office chair and they're not being productive. Or it could be more serious Someone could be unhappy about the culture of the company and they're looking for a new job, but they're not telling you. So we need to really dig in, see what's going on, check it out, and make sure that we are covering every one of our bases and we are making things right and we are eliminating the difficulty, the pain. And we don't fear it. We run right into it. We make it right. And you, the CEO, president, or business owner, will have a very strong company because you were realistic, you looked at the problem, and you took care of it. This is Howard LeWinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.